My name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, this week discussing the episodes broadcast between the 16th to the 19th of February 2026. Hello there, how are you this week? Are you well? I hope you are. Hello, Ree, how are you this week? Knackered.
Hello, Rob.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Just tired.
You've been nursery. You've been nursery this week, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. My daughter's not been well, to say the least. Yeah, it's been fun. There's been no sleep. She greeted me. I got back from work on Wednesday. She'd been asking for me all afternoon, bless her, and I'd been at work.
It makes a change, but yeah, what can you do?
Well, it was because I were in a meeting, so normally I'd be checking my phone and stuff.
In a meeting.
Anyway, she comes home, like my parents brought her back, and like, oh, you know, you all right? Gave her a cuddle on my shoulder. Vomit everywhere. I just washed my hair that morning. Just everywhere. So grim. And then, yeah.
No
just
point.
One of those weeks, high temp.
There's no point in washing your hair until she reaches about the age of 10, really, is there? Because she might vomit over.
Honestly, you never
seconds.
Know, do you?
Yeah,
you never know. No. So she's had this really high temperature that I've been quite worried about. Any parents out there will know. Ibuprofen. It weren't coming down with that the other day.
Oh.
It has been. So we're a bit late, aren't we? People won't realise this, but we're recording a little later than usual.
Relevant.
Because
irrelevant to them whatsoever, but we're recording late.
Yeah,
later than
to
we
us
usually
we
would,
are,
yeah.
Because after my night last night with her, I think I'd better call doctors and get looked over. I'm pretty sure it's viral, but, you know, it's a Friday. I don't want to get to the weekend and take a turn for the worse. What happens is I'm driving to the doctor's, miraculous recovery.
Yeah.
Honestly, what a
kid. Your car was born to heal, wasn't it? Yeah, she's just...
Evidently.
Yeah. My dear Sherlock.
So anyway, that's been my week. And I am going to apologise in advance for how tired I am because... Oh, I might not be well. You know, just don't accuse me of being on drugs.
No, okay? That's what I assumed.
That's all I'm going to ask.
That's what I assumed was wrong with you. That's what normally is wrong with you.
That's what lots of people
off
assume.
Your head, off your head. There we are then. So this week's EastEnders. It was one of those awkward weeks where like the stories sort of bled into one another. So we'll try and sort of distinguish all the different sections as well as we can. Obviously, the big story of the week was everything that was going on with Jasmine and the Slaters, but then that was mixed in with Max and Cindy and Linda and Patrick.
I love that Zoe's come out of prison and is looking for something again.
That woman needs a mission, doesn't she?
You can't make it up, can you?
Right, that's it. She's out of prison. Right, I need to find phone. I need to find Jasmine's phone. Right, off she got. Off she's
you
off.
You know what?
She's off.
I bet Zoe loved hide and seek as a kid. They need to fit a little joke in about that somewhere.
Yeah, all she ever does is look for things. I bet she loves Where's
Honestly.
Wally.
Yeah,
he's fine.
God,
Wally,
yeah.
Where is he? Where is he?
I bet
where
she knows where he is on every page.
Every single page, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. So, yeah, quite a lot to discuss with that this week. Also, we've had the return of Tim, which we'll be discussing first in the Callum and Johnny storyline. And a new arrival beckons on the horizon. We should soon be meeting. We found her son. Her son lives. He will soon be arriving on the square. Josh Goodwin. Apparently, according to the credits, that's his name.
Josh Goodwin, not Fisher.
Josh Goodwin. No, Goodwin.
Ooh.
Which, again, I mean, you know, maybe they've been separated. We will find out, I assume.
Well, we're just thinking, like, Josh and Jasmine, J&J. That's something that people sometimes do with twins, isn't it? Like, same letter.
Yeah.
So I'm like, did they have the same parents? But no, we'll find out, won't we?
Much to unravel and discuss in this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, let's kick off this week. We're talking about Johnny, Callum, and the return of Tim, who Elaine is still absolutely in love with. She loves Tim. Obviously, we haven't seen this storyline for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it's time for its sort of three-month visit to this story, I think. So Tim has returned this week, and he wants to have a drink with Johnny and Callum. And Johnny has quite quickly worked out that Tim fancies Callum. And obviously, Tim is the one that is basically financing Johnny's lawyer business. So he says to Callum, right, well, what I need you to do is just sort of go with it. Go with the flow. If he flirts, flutter your eyelashes, you know, flash a bit of leg, you'll love it. And then we'll be stinking rich and then everything will be absolutely fine.
I mean,
would you do this?
It's a bit morally wrong anyway.
Well, if your partner turned around to you and said, look, I think my boss fancies you. So and he's given me a raise, which means that you got a raise as well.
Oh, how much it's raised, actually.
Exactly. This is the thing. So, you know, if he turned around to you and
you put it like that,
plus your eyelashes a bit and we might get this raise. Would you do it?
I mean, no, of course not.
There was far too much hesitation there, Rihanna. Ree comes out in like feather duster. Da, da, da. Hello there, Mr. Simpkins. It's lovely to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
I mean, yeah, no, it depends how far they want you to take it, though, as well, doesn't it? I don't know, it is still a bit odd, though. Like, he's kind of pimping Callum out, isn't he?
He is. Well, I like the fact that
fund his business.
Yes. Well, they did discuss a safe word. So, you know, hippo.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's probably a red flag, isn't it? To be fair,
yeah. If you need to have a safe word, what would your safe word be in that situation? No,
no, no, no, means no.
Wrong.
I don't know. What? I always think banana, but it's like the most out there. Like,
how do you
slip
banana into the conversation?
Exactly,
you know what
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Cardigan. Like, I wish I'd brought my cardigan.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Because also that implies that you're putting on more clothes, which means that you're really not interested in taking anything off in front of this guy as well, doesn't it?
Unless you're wearing a cardigan, in which case you're like,
I need to take off his cardigan. It's too hot, but then you're encouraging them at the same time because you're taking clothes off. So what do you do?
Oh, God, yeah. Well, don't be cardigan if you're wearing cardigan.
No. Tim wants Callum to do some investigating because apparently there is a man who is a rival to him who he suspects has a criminal background, and he wants Callum to sort of look on the police database, you know, the big old
www.policedatabase.com.
Yeah, basically, like the big police legal iCloud, and find out something on this bloke so that he can get rid of him and so the rivalry ends. And Callum is sort of like, well, no, because I'm going to get sacked if I do that. And this basically ends up in Callum storming out. Johnny's left high and dry with the finances because Tim's furious. So he ain't getting money from Tim anymore. So the pair of them end up having a blazing row, in which Johnny does say to him, and I have to say, I thought, fair, because he said to Callum, well, you'd have done it for Ben, which he 100% would have done, and did do stuff for Ben like that, in fact.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's different situations, isn't it? Don't you think? Like, for Ben, it'd be more like for Ben's personal gain, not because, like, a friend of Ben's wanted to know something. Like, I feel like Johnny directly asked him, and it was for Johnny, not for somebody Johnny knows, maybe it would.
Yeah, but then, you know, in theory, this is for both of them, because the more successful Johnny's business comes, the more successful, you know, and finances they've got as a couple together. So it wasn't purely
selfish perspectives. Don't you think that it were a bit of a risk, though? Because you don't know Tim will then use that against him down the line, Callum. He doesn't know Tim that well on a personal level.
Oh, I mean, here's the thing. Like, with Tim, obviously, there was something quite off about this guy, you know, from the offset. You know, I think everybody, apart from
Elaine trusts him for once.
Elaine loves him. Elaine absolutely loves him. But I think Elaine would be quite happy if Johnny decided, do you know what? I'm going to screw Callum over and I'm just going to get with Tim. Elaine would love that. She'd be delighted.
Oh, she'd be fine with it. Yeah, of course she would. Of course she would.
What needs to happen is that Tim needs to go into the B&B and say, this place is awful. It looks appalling. And then Elaine would absolutely despise him from that moment onwards.
Well, there's time yet. There's time.
He could wander in and just be like, this place needs flamingos. She'd hate that.
That's a point, though, as well. Do you think it's a quite transactional thing for Tim? Because he helped Elaine out with the B&B getting all the, what's it called? The rights and stuff.
The rights to this hotel.
So do you think he thinks, well, you owe me, actually, Johnny?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Even though, actually, Johnny can't make Callum do that.
But he can't, no. So I think he was just basically trying to wanting him to do it. And I do think that he had a point when he said, well, you've done worse for Ben. So I don't really see what the issue is here. It's
Do you know what
not an
it
unfair
is?
thing to say. I'm sorry. It really
I
isn't.
don't know. See, I think it's fair that Callum was like a bit outraged and said no. But also, like, I don't know the ins and outs of like what can they see the poli can
It's the risk of
www.police
doing it.
database see that he's been on and see what
Yeah,
he's
it's the risk of
searched
it, though, isn't
and
it? Yeah. I mean, Callum has got in trouble for doing this sort of thing before, hasn't he? I think Jack caught him doing something at one point, didn't he? So
Yes, that
it's
rings a bell,
not
yeah.
like, you know, this is something that he could do and quite cheerfully get away with it. Like, there is a risk attached to it, and I understand that side of things. Also, Ben has sent through divorce proceedings.
Yes, he
So
has.
Callum is soon to be divorced from his wife, if you were to pause the screen and read that letter all the way through, like the sad person that I am. Because
Oh, did you?
well, I'm the sort of person that's like, do you know what, though? I'm going to pause the screen and read through that because somebody on the production team had to type all that out and make that appear. And I guarantee you, Ree, that if I was on the production team and I'd done that letter and I'd have all my family around, like my letter's on screen in a minute, and we're not going to watch another damn second of this until you've read the letter all the way through.
I bet they've AI'd it these days, you know, Rob. I bet it would just
Well,
AI.
I don't think AI would have made the mistake of saying, of calling Ben Callum's wife in the letter, which it did. Which is unfortunate.
Well,
There we go.
oh well,
Oh,
there we
well.
go.
So, yeah, Callum's annoyed about that because Johnny's paid absolutely no attention to the fact that Callum is about to get divorced, which is quite an emotional and traumatic thing for him. So they end up having a blazing row, and Callum kicked him out. Yes, I mean, the thing I got from this week with these two, before we sort of move on to what happened at the end of the week, was that are we supposed to be getting the vibe that these two aren't great together? Or
Johnny's a bit corrupt, isn't he, with his lawyer
bit
stuff? He's
bent?
done a few things. I
Yeah,
didn't
is
say
that what you're trying to
that.
say? Is that what you're trying to
No,
say,
he's
Ree?
a little bit, you know, I'm sure he's done a few things. I know that he has. So obviously, maybe Johnny's holding Callum to the same bar as himself. I don't
Yes.
know. But I still think the only thing I do agree with is when Johnny said you didn't need to say no straight away, and he was a bit like blunt about it, Callum. He could have genuinely been like, can I have a little think about that? And at
Yeah,
least
that would
he
have
could have
been,
done that in fairness,
yeah.
although arguably you don't have to do that at all. He can
No.
be as outraged as he was. That's up to
Well,
him, but
I think the way that Callum dealt with the situation there and then was like the worst possible outcome for Johnny whatsoever, because he had a massive go at Tim, stormed out, and Tim was just like, sort of like, well, what the hell? So clearly you're not getting any money off me whatsoever. So really, it couldn't have gone worse for Johnny at that moment. They do reconcile, then at the end of the week, some mysterious bloke turns up with an address. This is apparently from Ben, saying there's a USB stick at this address, and if you want me to be out of prison sooner, because otherwise I'm going to be in here for years and years and years and years and years, I need you to go find this USB. Now, automatically, I'm sort of like, I feel like that's not from Ben. I feel like this is all to
Nah,
do with Tim, because why would
definitely.
Ben send Callum divorce proceedings and then also send him a message saying, oh,
Ben
so I need you to help me get out of prison?
would totally do that.
Ben
I
would
actually
totally do
buy that
that,
Ben
yeah.
would do that, but I
Yeah,
don't think it
yeah.
is Ben. I don't. I think
No, I
it's
don't think it's
Tim.
Ben. I think it's
And I
Tim
think
related.
it's either that Tim wants to try and get Callum in a position where he can then blackmail him and go, well, or just
Yeah.
prove a point of you'd have been willing to do this for Ben, but you won't do this for Johnny kind
Yeah.
of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely Tim trying to stir something.
I feel like Tim has quite easy pickings here, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I feel like he can very easily
definitely.
manipulate any situation. He does give that vibe off, doesn't he? You know,
Yeah, 100%.
this is a smirking little shit, basically, who can quite easily manipulate any situation he wants to. He knows exactly what Johnny wants out of this situation, and he's going to make them both work in order to get it, and then probably won't even give it to them at the end anyway.
Yeah,
And if he can
probably
speak
not.
with either Johnny or Callum in the process, all the bonus, I think, as well.
Yeah, I don't think either of them would, though, do you? Maybe Johnny, actually. Maybe
Well,
Johnny
to be honest
and
with you,
Callum.
I thought it was going in the direction of they had this
Yeah.
big row, and then Johnny was just going to go and sleep with Tim as sort of revenge or something. But that didn't happen. But I feel like we've very much not seen the last of Tim.
No, we've not. I'm intrigued by him, actually. I don't
I
mind this little storyline that's
no, I
going
don't
on.
mind it. But I just this is the thing is they do all the soaps do this all the time with couples, where it's like we'll never see them until they're having problems, and then all we get off them is that well, these two are terrible together. Do you know what I mean? Rather than
Yeah,
the
very
sort of
true.
rather than like watching them actually be a couple that actually get on, and you look at them and you think, well, yes, I can see why you are together. This works. I understand. Yes, you've got your problems, like any couple, but I can see why you love each other. Whereas the soaps tend to just like highlight only the problems. It was the same with Jack and Denise, where you just look at them and go, well, you two are terrible together. Why would you ever stay together? So.
Very true. I don't know if is Ben ever coming back? Obviously, he had that
Oh,
little
I don't know.
stint.
I imagine he is at some point, So it's not like I feel like I can get that invested in Callum and Johnny anyway,
This is
because
how
I
I
feel like
feel.
the second that Ben returns, the idea is going to be to get Balham back together again. So it's sort of like,
Is there any point in investing all of our hopes and I mean, do I
hopes and dreams.
hopes and dreams? I'm going to say, like, do I really care about Johnny and Cat? And do you know what? Like you say, it'd be nice to see why they do work together a little bit, and then we might feel a bit more like, oh, it's such a shame that they're not working out and they're butting heads on this particular thing. Like, at one point, we were seeing Johnny getting to know Lexi, weren't we, when they first started going
But
out? We've not
we
seen him
kind of,
have.
yeah. Yeah.
Well,
Oh,
we've
well,
not
this
seen him have any interactions, have we, really, with Lexi
No, it rather
since?
seems that ever since Johnny started just buying jewellery for Lexi, she's like, oh, yeah, grand, that's fine then. Yeah, no
Yeah,
issues
fine,
whatsoever.
of course.
Because you'd think that actually, given everything that's happened to Lexi, especially over the past couple of weeks with Jay going away as well, she'd be reacting quite badly and making things even more difficult for Johnny, but that doesn't seem to be happening.
And I'm also wondering, like, I think Callum mentioned it last week about Ben. Like, is he even going to still be looking after Lexi if he's divorced from Ben?
Well, where else is she going to go now, to be fair?
Billy and Honeys, I guess, would
I
be the only
guess,
other
yeah.
option. Or
But
Phil. I
she
don't, I
loves
can't see
Callum.
her.
It's not like she, it's not like he's some wicked stepfather that she's trying to get
No,
away
no.
from, like they actually do have a relationship. So, I don't
It
know,
just
but
depends
what's
what Ben feels like, though, because if he's feeling spiteful,
Yeah.
although I guess deep down, would Ben do what's right for Lexi, to be fair? And he probably does just trust
Eventually,
Callum
yes,
to.
he would. Eventually, he would. Oh, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I am expecting a Ben return at some point in the future.
Same.
So I feel like whatever's going to happen with Johnny and Callum, I don't suspect they're for the long run. I like them together. Like, there's actually several reasons why they should work because, they're both legally minded until apparently somebody else in the legal profession comes along and throws something illegal into the mix and then they're screwed.
I'm like,
Yeah,
sure.
so there you go. So we'll see what happens there. But for the moment, consider us intrigued. Right, ladies and gents, next story. So a few little stories before we get on to the really big sort of mammoth stuff of the week. Let's start off with talking about Nicola and George, who are about to move in together. Although he's moving into the basement flat. I don't suspect he's staying there for very long because Nicola's bed's upstairs. And I guess that's where he's going.
I mean, we've never seen this basement flat still, have
No,
we?
no. So whether we're
Are
gonna
we ever
still,
gonna?
I don't think we're gonna see it now. In all honesty, we might get like the odd little shot, but I don't think they've created a new set just for George's little basement room. The biggest thing
It's where
here with,
Nicola was as well, isn't it? Before, we've never seen it.
and then we never saw that. She just used to just walk into the Mitchells' living room, like, "Morning,
Mm.
boys." So the biggest stuff out of this week, in terms of what's to come, was the fact that we had a gender reveal this week. They're having a girl.
Yay.
Which means, lady who's been pregnant before, that's 20 weeks or so for gender reveal.
Yeah,
Like,
about 20 weeks. Well done, right? You do
thank
listen.
you. I do listen now and again. I know some
Well,
stuff about women and things.
unless they've gone for a private scan, because a lot of people do these days, and I think you can get them at about 16 weeks if it's a private one. But they didn't say
Well,
that, so.
no. But that would suggest that we've now kind of got an idea as to when this baby
Yeah.
might be born.
June? June then?
So,
About 4 months left.
yeah,
June,
so
July,
is it? I mean, so this is so again, like thinking about New Year's Day when we're wondering where the hell the baby is. So the baby is presumably alive and well by January, having been alive for about 6 months at that point. So, I don't know, it doesn't tell us anything really, does it? It's just sort of
Gina and Harry are probably just looking after their
could
shared
be.
sibling, even
Could
though they'll be
be.
a couple by then, more than likely.
Yeah, could be.
Sure.
Harry and Kojo want to move back into the flat together.
It sounds
This
like
is,
a terrible idea,
it
I'm not
doesn't,
gonna
it's not a
lie.
flat I think I'd want to go back into, especially if I was Harry. I'd be like, no, I'm all
Yeah,
right, thanks.
especially Harry, definitely.
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks. Like, I was tied to that bed for about 3 years, it felt like, and I'm being pumped up with heroin. I'm all right. I don't particularly want to move back in there, but because Harry is a decent human being and he sees that his best mate wants to do it, he's like, yes, mate, of course I will move back into that traumatic room with you. I'd love to do that.
I mean, I just hope that they like redecorate it a lot so that at
Yeah.
least feels a little bit different while they're there. But it just screamed bad idea.
Well,
But
I don't suspect that Kodjo will want to redecorate, because the very reason that he wants to move back in there is because that's stuff he recognises. You know what I mean? Like he knows how the shower works, and his toothbrush gets touched at the Mitchell's house, and all this kind of thing. So
yeah,
Harry might be
true.
allowed to redecorate his room. I think that might be about it.
Yeah, fair. And I hope so, to be fair. But
Yeah, I
yeah,
think
it
you
all seemed
would.
a bit odd that they're moving back in. Like, if I were Harry, I'd be like, maybe not, but okay, fine,
I'm
sure.
fully supportive of the fact that Kojo wants to like be independent and everything, though. And
Yeah,
I
yeah, yeah, yeah.
you kind of feel for George. It's sort of like, George, back off, mate. Like you ain't got you've got no, like Kojo at the moment is basically sofa surfing. Like he needs somewhere solid to live. And the
Yeah.
whole point of this was that he wanted to move out and get his independence anyway. So you suggesting, well, why don't we get a flat together, was never going to happen.
I know, but George has only got his best intentions, to be
I
fair. It's
know.
not
I
because he
know.
don't want him to be independent and stuff. He just cares about him and wants to make sure he's all right. But like you say, now that Harry's agreed, I think that's made George go, all right, okay, as long as he's not fully on his own there. But
Yeah.
I was surprised that Nicola were like, yeah, okay, but I guess that she's learnt
She's got intentions, though, hasn't she?
you're old enough to make your own decisions. That's true. Yeah, with
Mm-hmm.
George.
With George. Yeah, so they're having a baby girl, and Nicola has offered for George to move in with her. And there was even another little kiss this week. So it feels like they're together now. Yeah.
I like them. I
I think they
ship them
work.
too.
I think they
I think they
work. Yeah.
work. I just want
Nicola.
a bit more of Nicola's
George.
dark side to come
Oh,
out with
yeah. That,
George
give it
and to
time.
see.
Give it
Yeah.
time. Yeah, because this all sort of boils down to the warning that Teddy gave Billy. That all happened for a reason. But
Yeah.
then by New Year's Day, they still seem to be perfectly all right with one another. So.
I feel like George knows this about her, though. I mean, he went out with Cinder, you know.
Yeah,
It's not
he's
like
not bothered by a
he's.
dark side, is he? Quite
No, I
likes
mean,
it.
I dare say Nicholas is a bit different to Cindy's dark side, but
Yeah.
like the way that he reacted when he found out that she'd drugged Ravi and stuff, he was just like, oh, have you? All
Fair.
right, nice one. All
Fair.
right. I mean, yeah, he
Yeah.
did do all that to Kojo as well, so. But I would have expected normally, if that had been someone like Elaine who'd said that she'd done that, he'd have been like, what
Oh,
are you
yeah.
doing, Lainey? You can't go drugging people. But
Yeah.
when Nicola did it, he was like, oh, right.
Yeah.
I guess that's quite tame for you, really. So,
It was, to
fair
be fair.
enough. That's the worst thing you've
Yes.
done this week. We're doing all right.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Harry and Gina appear to be back on track again as well. That's a weird setup, isn't it? Going out with your girlfriend,
Your step
but
sibling,
her, yeah.
essentially.
I mean, it's just about it's standard for Albert Square, really, isn't
I
it?
was going to
But
say, it's a soap.
it's
This
a
happens
soap
a lot
thing,
in
isn't it?
soaps.
Yes, yeah, a
Yeah,
soap thing, and
definitely.
they're like a really weird little square, aren't they? Like their parents are
Yeah.
going out with each
They're
other, and the
Albert
children are going out with each
Square.
other.
Come
Hey,
on.
hey,
Hey.
hey. Any
And they'll share a
awkwardness?
sibling. It's weird that they'll
Yeah, it's
share
all
a
very odd,
sibling but be a
very, very
couple,
odd.
but sure.
Any problems for Scene with this setup?
I don't know. I always like Gina and Harry, to be fair,
I think
but
they really worked together, to be fair. And I thought it was a
yeah.
really sweet moment where he bought her that necklace, this infinity symbol. I thought that was really
I thought
nice.
that were a bit extreme though. Like they weren't
What?
even together and he's bought her an infinity thing.
Honestly, I don't think. I think Harry looked at that and thought, that's a pretty necklace, and then bought it for Gina.
You reckon?
I don't think that he looked at that and thought, infinity symbol, that means that we're going to
Well,
be together forever. I don't think he thought that far ahead, to be
he
honest with
did
you.
say he wanted a heart, but the woman in the
Yeah.
shop said that this was more classy. So yeah,
Exactly.
maybe
So,
it
yeah,
wasn't as
no.
symbolic
There
as I
is
took it.
no way that Harry looked into that and thought anything to do with symbolism. No way.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. I did see a couple of people this week, by the way, and I've got to say I'm not sure I agree with it at all and that it's where it's headed, but I could eat my words. When Max gave Gina the flowers, I
Yeah.
saw a couple of people speculating, could it be Gina? And I thought, no, I don't think that's what that was about. I think that was just to show us that it had been Gina's birthday recently.
Yes, I think that's all that was
But
for as well. But anything's
yeah.
possible with Max, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I guess put a little paper pin in it, I would say, not a proper pin.
Cindy's daughter again.
Yeah. See, the whole Max thing, I again got really kind of hot vibes from Cindy and Max this week when he had her pinned up against the wall. I thought that was all very sort of
Yeah, I
there.
think she were there for it. She was like,
Oh
it's on
God, she
Christmas Day again,
loved that.
Max.
She
Come on.
loved every second of
People
that.
downstairs today.
She
I
loved every
love her.
second
She's
of that.
great.
Oh, Cindy was brilliant this week.
Yeah, she
So
was.
yeah, that's that little setup sorted
Yeah.
for the future. So I guess we'll see how that plays out. But at the moment, everyone is playing happy families, so we'll see how it plays out. Let's have a brief little chat about Sam now.
Yes.
I mean, this whole cancer storyline, like 75% of it has been off screen.
Yep.
So you kind of
I'd
would.
say more than 75%, like 99% of it feels like it's been off
Yeah,
screen, to be
quite a lot. We've
honest.
had one scene of her in hospital,
Yeah.
but the diagnosis,
Oh, yeah.
the recovery, the all clear, the support
The
from her
treatment.
family, the treatment, all of that's been off screen. It's been the most
Yep.
pointless cancer storyline I think I've ever seen. Like, that
Yeah, I agree.
feels like a waste of Kim Metcalf. It really,
Like,
really does.
but they could have just brought her back for something else. Obviously,
Anything
the
else,
idea
yeah.
was to bring her back for Christmas Day so that
Yeah,
she had
that's what
that
she's here
moment
for.
with
Yeah.
Zoe and Chrissy. Why did it have to be the cancer thing now then? The only thing I can think of though with it, because like you say, if you're going to do it, I feel like you should do it properly, and I don't feel like it's
Yeah.
been given the
No.
time that it needed and the justice that
Especially
it needed.
with, like, the whole genetic side of it as well. The fact that, obviously Peggy went through this,
Yeah.
and Sam could have been we could have seen Sam terrified that she'd have to have done the same that Peggy did, with the mastectomy and everything. Like, she could have, but all of that, just they have
Yeah, you
kind of
could have
haven't.
even had like these days going to a support group or something and talking, and
Yeah.
she could have been talking to other women who've had to do it and go, oh, maybe it's not
Yeah.
too bad, and right, I'll have to accept that that might
That's
be what
what
I
might
have
have
to
to
do,
happen.
but
Yeah, but no, don't bother with any
no,
of that.
none of that. Why would you bother with that?
In fact, Sam at one point was quite happy to sod off to Spain and get the rest of her treatment done there, which in itself sounds insane. Like, you'd surely stay in the same country to have your treatment for something like that.
Yeah, and it all seemed a bit odd that she were about to go, and then they went, oh, actually, why don't you stay? And she was like, yeah, right, yeah, I'll stay. I was like, did they just decide to up a contract at that
I
point
don't
and write it in,
know.
or?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, people have theorized about that, whereas I'm sort of the mindset of this was always the length it was going to be.
Okay.
Because there's been a bit of news released this week, ladies and gents. Spoiler siren, spoiler siren, spoiler siren, which is
Has
why
been announced, has been announced,
has
but
been announced, so
spoiler.
we're allowed to say it. Grant's coming back soon.
Yes.
Grant Mitchell has been announced. Word on the street is that this is a fairly substantial stint. Some people are saying several months. Some people are just saying short stint, so we don't know how long he's going to be around for. He's got quite a lot to be doing, to be fair. Obviously, Mark's on
Yep.
the square. Nigel's story will be coming to an end soon, so I'm delighted that he's back for that, because I had a horrible
Yep.
feeling that they were just going to, like, have that beautiful scene between Grant and Nigel when he left last time, and then come up with some ridiculous excuse as to why he wouldn't attend the funeral. So I'm really
Yeah.
happy that they're back
Same.
together for this. And Sam, presumably, and Grant will have some scenes before she goes. So I'm
Yes.
pleased about that. Mark and Grant, I mean, maybe
Yes.
we've got a Courtney return on the horizon as well, maybe. Who
Oh, I've not
knows?
considered that actually. Yeah, well, I'd be here for that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it's going to be that Grant's going to get Mark out of this stuff that he's in because Phil's kind of
I
refusing
mean,
to
that
get too
does
involved, isn't
seem,
he?
I would imagine
Yeah.
so. Yeah. It's going to be a bit
Maybe
of a sort
even
of.
Phil might ring him up and be like, "Look, I'm too busy dealing with Nigel. You need to come and
Yeah.
sort your son out. I'm not getting
Yeah,
involved
yeah,
in all
yeah.
this. I'm out of
Yeah.
it."
Yeah.
Maybe.
Which is going to be interesting. Where are you on the whole sort of, like, because, it's another return. And I saw a few people kicking off saying, oh, another return, like, boring, like, give us some new stuff. Where are you on that?
Oh no, I disagree with that.
I disagree with this, because the whole point of
Yeah.
soap is that it's got history. Do you know what I mean? Like, and if you want to bring old characters back, especially someone like Grant of that
Yeah.
level,
Yeah,
then
exactly. It's
knock
not
yourself out, in my opinion.
like arguably, if you're going to take that kind of opinion, you could argue that more about a character like Mark, maybe. But even
But
though I don't
then,
with Mark, because again, he's got history on the square, he's got family there, it makes sense.
yeah.
I don't know, like, what? Well, no, I'm not against that at
No.
all, to be honest.
I would say I would quite like a whole brand new family at some point soon. Someone with,
Yes.
like, complete. Because the thing is, you've got to make new people arrive in order to build up these legends for the future, haven't you? So new characters do need to arrive that are there for a substantial amount of time. And
Yeah.
it feels like quite a while since we've had a whole brand new family turn up.
Yeah, like what, the knights? Were they
And
the
even
most
they were connected.
recent?
Yeah, I mean, and even Elaine was connected to Linda. And I mean,
Yeah,
maybe the
true.
Knights are probably the closest we've come for a while. But before that, I can't even. Maybe the Panisars, I think, were maybe the last big family
I'm thinking the
show up.
Panisage, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind some fresh blood, but I don't see I'll be honest, I can't complain about a legacy character like Grant Mitchell
No.
coming.
No.
Anytime he comes back, I'm going to be happy because it's
Yeah.
Grant Mitchell. Like,
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm
and it's always
excited.
going to be Ross Kemp. They would never, ever, ever do a
No, that would
recast.
be
Like, that's
insane.
someone that could never be. Well, mind you, we thought that about Michelle, I think, but there we go.
Well, we shall see how that turned out, exactly. So,
yeah.
But I'm excited about Grant's return, so bring
same.
On, I say. Right, before we get on to the big meaty storyline of the week, let's have a little bit of a prelude by talking about Max and Linda. So Max is attempting to make up for the monumental cock-ups that he made last week with the whole Louis bullying situation. So what does he do? He gets Louis to apologise and gives him a load of flowers to give to Linda, which, on again, this is a very Max thing to do. On the surface, it looks like a very sweet thing to do. But what he's actually doing, in my view, is giving a load of flowers that he wants to give to Linda, but getting the child to give it to Linda so it looks like a sweet gesture.
I mean, there is that, isn't there? I don't know. I can't, I'm a bit...
There's a side of me that admires his game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
I'm just like, there.
No matter what his intention was with that, it does look like he's genuinely made, like, Louis and Ollie make up.
Yes, again.
He has kind of resolved it all.
This is what he does, though. Like, he'll
it's
do
Max.
Something.
He's a saviour.
So generous and nice. But you know that the root reason for it all is because he wants to get his end away. It's just...
Yeah. Do you
it's
think
pretty
he's
spectacular.
Just as... Yeah, but I feel like he has got genuine feelings, at least, for Linda.
Again, it's like I said last week, though. Like, whenever we talk about Max having genuine feelings for somebody, it's sort of like, how is Linda any different from Stacey or Tanya or Vanessa or, you know, that woman that you held the door open for at the minute mark the other day? Do you know what I mean? Like, they're all the same in Max's head, in a way.
Yeah, I do kind of get what you say. He's always finding the one, isn't he? He's had about five the ones before, really.
Yeah,
hasn't he?
Like when he starts calling Linda the love of his life, which I'm sure is just around the corner. You know, you've got to sort of wonder how many loves of lives does one person actually need in one life, Max? Come on.
But equally, I don't know. I feel like I fall for Max's stuff, to be fair, and
that's because he's
way
ginger.
More cynical.
And you love a ginger.
Damn it.
We established that last
Damn
week.
Damn it, that's what it is.
Linda does forgive him for everything that happened last week and says, right, fine, do you know what? We'll go for a drink. We'll go for a drink and then we can talk about Annie and how we're going to play this moving forward. Fine. Max takes that as we'll be getting married in the next 2 years. So let me
Year's
put
Day?
My after show on.
Are we set for New Year's
maybe?
Day? Don't it's your anniversary and everything.
Max has that all planned. He's all planned with that. So he goes and he's obviously got his aftershave on. He's got his best suit on. He's got the flowers. He's got his...
And his hair.
Yeah, he's just his hair. and turns up at Harry's barn and tries to kiss Linda. And she's like, whoa there, sunshine. What game do you think you're playing here? No, thanks. Me and you are never going to be a thing.
Yeah. He's not good at reading room, is he, bless him?
No,
I think she read it quite clear.
When it comes to reading the room, is Max, isn't
he? Definitely.
Do you believe Linda, though? Like, she's had a change of heart quite quickly. She's changed her tune from snogging him on the sofa not a week ago, so...
That's true. Yeah, that is true. I mean, give it time. Give it time, and I think that she'll be there. But Elaine isn't impressed.
Elaine
she says
like
she's
going
to have to fight Elaine for it because she's like, is he going soon? He's only paid up till end of week.
I was wondering about this. Like, how long is Max really logistically going to be able to live in that hotel for? Because surely he's pushing his luck now.
There's a lot of swaps going on at the minute, so I'm trying to figure out where it is that he could go move to, because we've said on New Year's Day, is it Zach's flat he's in, or it looks very similar at least. So it's either next door to Zach's flat, or he does end up in Zach's flat, which makes you wonder where does Zach go if it is Zach's flat?
Mm.
Is Zach then going to be with Vicky? Is that what happens?
I would assume so. That seems to be the suggestion at the moment, doesn't it? Mm. So, I don't know. As far as Max and Linda are concerned, I would like to think that... this is the thing. I don't believe Max and Linda as a couple. So, for me, I'm sort of like, yeah, quite right, Linda. Like, too right, you two aren't suited together. There's a load of... I could give you a multitude of reasons why you two don't work as a couple. But the problem is, when you've got a kid together... It keeps something there, doesn't it? Like at the end of the day,
definitely.
You had a child together, and actually that child is keeping you from being is keeping you together in terms
yeah,
of
and, yeah.
So what do you do
even
in that situation?
Co-parents, like
yeah. There's a bond there, whether you like it or not.
Yes, that's the word, yes. Definitely. I don't know though, I feel like Johnny said something to Linda this week, didn't he, about, you know, doesn't Annie deserve for her parents to try and get along kind of thing?
Mm.
Was he meaning as a couple with that, or did he mean, you know, as amicable co-parents. I don't know, but I feel like Linda took that a bit as, should I give it a go and see if it works with Max?
Yeah, well, the thing is, the vibe I'm getting from Linda at the moment is that actually she'd be quite easily swayed. So I don't
Yes.
feel like this is the end of Max and Linda in terms of occasionally falling into bed with one another.
Yeah.
Like it, but I don't see a long-term future for them. I don't see how that could possibly
No.
work because Linda's got the sort of the idea of Max quite quickly. Like, lies a lot, fancies a lot of women. Nothing but pain and heartbreak is going to happen if I get with this man. So can she separate it in her head? As to say, I'm not in love with you, but sure, let's have a quick bunk up. You know, it's.
Can Max be loyal though?
Can he be loyal? I mean, I'd like to think. I think he thinks that he can, but whether he actually. I just don't think he's physically capable of being with one person. I really don't.
I know this is what I'm trying to think because, like, didn't we, Tanya? Did he and Stacey ever be an official couple, or were they always a bit of a side fling with each other, weren't
No, there
they?
were always an affair at some point where someone had to cheat on somebody to for them to sleep together every single time they slept together, I think. Even the last time she was with Martin. So
But with the way that Max seemingly feels about Linda at the minute, who do you think on the square would be able to turn his head? Imagine he's with Linda, they've got together, they're co-parenting Annie as a couple. Everything's going swimmingly. In fact, things couldn't be going better if they tried. Who on that square would be able to turn him to having an
Linda.
affair? Cindy. Oh, yeah. Cindy.
100% Cindy, 100% Cindy,
Yeah,
and she would.
she could convince anyone, Cindy,
Of
couldn't
course,
she?
she could. Like the chemistry between Max and Cindy is
Yeah.
just unmatched at the moment. I love it. They work so well on screen together as well. Like the scenes they had this week. Like already, Cindy has forgiven him for the Stephen thing. I'm telling you now. Like she doesn't care about that anymore. Like she's had
No.
her rant and her revenge about that. Like
Yeah.
she's over that now. So now she's more focused on this vendetta that she's got against Jasmine, and Max is a really helpful partner with that. She loves it. She absolutely loves
Yeah.
it. Like, I'm telling
Yeah, you're
you.
right. Yeah. No, you're right. It could be. Yeah, fair. All right, Cindy. Yeah. I were even thinking maybe Zoe, if she got him at a vulnerable time and he'd had a few
I
drinks.
mean, even the last time, when Max first came back, he was giving it all this to Zoe, saying that, he
That's
loves
what I
her and all
mean.
that kind of thing. So,
Yeah.
do you know what I mean? Like, he's so flaky when it comes to relationships. It's impossible to nail him down to whoever the hell he's going to be marrying on New Year's Day. There's no way we can tell who that is going to be at this point. So,
No, definitely not.
we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, intriguing. Right, let's talk about the main bulk of the week, which was Jasmine's return. Zoe is back on the square and she's got a new thing to look for. Right, so the main bulk of this week was all about Jasmine and all about Zoe coming out of prison, and the secret is out. Everybody now knows that Jasmine was the one that killed Anthony. Were you surprised it came out this week?
No.
You're
No,
expecting
not
it.
based on last week with Chrissy being here and stuff.
You
Sure,
thought it
why
was a
not?
matter of time from that moment
Yeah.
onwards, did you?
Yeah.
Mo is back.
Oh, yeah.
First time since October we've seen Mo, by the way.
No mention of, like, oh, Mo's back. Just Mo's back. Here she
Yeah.
is, everybody.
Also, no mention of the fact that she's 90 this week. The character, that is, not Leila Moore. She was 90
Yeah.
this week. Yeah. No
Yeah, I
mention of
saw
that
that.
whatsoever. I mean, I'm glad she
No.
was back because, I
Yeah.
missed Mo and it was ridiculous that she apparently lives in the Vic and we haven't seen her since October, including over the entire
She
Christmas period.
no,
But.
she was staying with Lynn as well, weren't she? Because Jean had said, oh, Mo's
Oh,
here and
yeah.
she has eating on full blast or something like that.
Yeah,
So
that's true. That's true. But anyway,
she's
she's
obviously
back now.
back. Yeah. She could have mentioned Jean as well, to be fair, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know when Jean's
Yeah.
supposed to be coming back, but there we go.
No.
So, obviously, last week, Chrissy dropped into Kat's head that Jasmine might be the killer of Anthony. And so this week, she's sort of ruminating over that and thinking, right, well, really, I need to find Jasmine. It seems to be a very slated thing at the moment. I need to find something. I need to find
We're
Jasmine.
always
She's
looking for something.
always looking for something. Chrissy kind of taunts her a bit, but then gives her the information about this cafe that she used to work in when they first met. So you might want to try there because when I'm running away, the first thing I do is go back to a job that I used to have and make myself really easy to find, right?
I mean, there is that, but then I guess with Jasmine, she's probably like got a finger in a few pies, so she thinks, like, at least they'll take me back. No, no things
Yeah.
asked. Fine.
Well,
Sure. Okay.
it's also the day of Anthony's funeral has finally arrived.
Yes.
Shout out to Kim's outfit for the funeral.
Of
Fabulous.
course.
Fabulous.
Yeah, brilliant.
And obviously, Patrick is heartbroken because not only has he got to bury his second child, but none of his grandchildren are there. The whole thing with Sophie and her kids, I feel like we're never going to get an answer to that. So I'm just trying to move on from that because it just sounds ridiculous, but
Yeah,
whatever.
I agree. It's actually just annoying, but yeah,
Yeah,
okay, fine.
but whatever. And obviously, Jasmine's not there either. And he's sort of really kind of, it's not making the process any easier whatsoever. But Kat goes to this cafe where Jasmine is, serving coffee and stuff, and persuades her to come back to the square just as the wake is happening in the Vic, because where else would a wake be happening but Vic in Albert
Of
Square?
course,
It is
where
wake
he got
season,
killed.
where he got killed. Why wouldn't
So,
you hold a wake in the place that he got murdered? Why wouldn't you do that?
literally got murdered upstairs. Sure.
Sure, we'll hold it here.
Most
At
appropriate place to have it.
least he doesn't need to go fast. It's a nonsense concept, really. But then I'm fairly sure that's not the first time this has happened either,
Come
to be
on.
fair. I mean, how many wakes have
We've
happened?
said this. They'd
Yeah.
never have a wake on Albert Square if you
No.
can't get it, Vic, Rob. Come
I
on.
would be, if I lived in Albert Square, I'd have torn that pub down with my bare hands rather than go into, like, hell, there you go. That's just soap, isn't it? But Jasmine returns, and Patrick's delighted to see her. However, Chrissy and Jake, who are still around this week, I thought that we'd seen the last of them this week,
Yeah,
but they're still.
I'm glad of that.
They're still around. And Chrissy is basically kind of staying around because she wants Jasmine to confess to this murder so that it clears her name.
Yeah.
Pause there for Chrissy and Jake, who got engaged and did their thing. And I mean,
Okay.
happy to see all that. I mean, it was what it was for me. I was sort of like, okay, fine, Chrissy and Jake are engaged and they're gonna run off together and live happily ever after. Fine.
I think we needed to see him make up a bit because really, only last week he was trying to entrap her into admitting
Yeah.
to something that she'd not done.
Messy
I didn't
couple.
mind it, you know. I did, yeah, fine, cool. I like that. I feel like we've had the Chrissy closure now, which is what I was saying after Christmas. I didn't feel like we'd had.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit disappointed that Alfie wasn't there for long enough with Jake. Oh, but I thought you were dead for 20 years. You're back. Well, I've got a flight book tomorrow, so see you later,
See
mate.
you later, and never the twain shall meet again, and we won't find
Exactly.
out the Danny secret either, so
Yeah.
whatever.
Okay.
Jasmine returns and leaves her phone downstairs with Patrick in her handbag. Put a pause in that. And then they go upstairs, and Kat basically gets out of her that she was the one that killed Anthony. And she's sort of praying self-defense and all of this kind of thing. Kat realizes this is the way to get Zoe out of prison. Fantastic. So all you need to do is go and tell the police the truth. You'll only get a suspended sentence for killing somebody through self-defense. Is that true? I feel.
I don't know. I don't know the legalities. Maybe if it's self-defense, to be fair. If you can prove it's self-defense, then surely,
I mean, how
right?
mad is this? Like, all of a sudden, this video that me and you were convinced was just like, well, that's what puts her in prison. All of a sudden, this is her defense that that keeps her out of prison, which is a mad concept, really.
Yeah, but it's because she's admitted to it, isn't it? It does show
Yeah.
self-defense, I think.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
Yeah.
it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
We did discover what the murder weapon was this week, which was a salt lamp that
A
apparently
salt
is
lamp.
a salt lamp, because obviously. I don't know, because Jasmine sort of runs away and then goes and retrieves it from wherever she'd been keeping it.
Well, do you think it's because it's such a distinguishable like weapon that that's why they've made it a salt lamp? Because it's like got all the little, it's like
Rivets.
crooked and stuff, yeah,
Yeah.
indents and stuff.
Oh, you
So
definitely do some
forensically, they
damage
can go,
with
oh
it.
yeah, that is 100% what it was. Yeah,
But it's
there we
also a
go.
very dis it's also, like you say, it is quite distinguishable. So surely at some point someone on the ass would have gone, where's that salt lamp gone? Like
That's very true. No
you'd
one's
miss the salt lamp,
noticed.
surely, I would have thought, wouldn't you?
Yeah, by the way, did you notice, in the video,
Yes.
right? There was a baby crying. Who was the baby? And they were going, Mummy.
I thought this because
With
I watch it on
subtitles.
subtitles on,
Same.
and the subtitles were like, I thought the subtitles were making up their own story as to what had
So
happened,
did
because
I.
there wasn't a baby there, was there? And no one was crying mummy at the time.
But then when Max watched it, it said it. And then when Cindy was watching it
Yeah.
said it again, baby crying mummy. So was it were it Charlie? Was Lily there with Charlie at that point? I don't think she was.
No, I don't think she was. So I don't know what the hell the subtitles were hearing.
Whose baby was it? Am I? Maybe it was the subtitles that were wrong then.
See, the thing is, I don't feel like subtitles anymore are done by a human being. I feel like they're just sort of.
I do think that there was a baby crying there. I do
It
think that
sounded
there was
like it, but
a.
then I thought that was just Jasmine crying out as Anthony was running towards her.
Interesting, because I can't figure out whose baby it would have been
No,
on
there was never
Christmas
there wasn't
Day
a
that would have
baby
been
there at
there.
all. There wasn't a
No.
baby there, was there? I don't know. Anyway.
Unless Lily had gone over for Christmas Day anyway. I don't know. I just wondered if
Who
it's going to be
knows?
relevant because that
No, I don't
implies
think
that
so.
somebody else would have been there looking after the baby because it weren't Zoe.
Yeah, no, there wasn't a baby there, and I don't think anybody cried mummy just as
Okay.
Anthony ran
All
towards
right.
Jasmine. I don't think. But anyway, we'll hey, yes, so she goes and finds this salt lamp. While she's looking, God knows where she's been keeping it. Like, sure, again, the whole thing of like, destroy a murder weapon, get rid of it, don't just hide it somewhere because that's how you get caught. Like,
Yeah.
if I'd
It was
knocked
down
some.
dodgy, it was down dodgy alleyway, weren't it? So that's where she went and retrieved it.
Oh, murder weapons, honest to God. While she's out looking for that, Cass has rang the police. And so, right in the middle of the wake, the police arrive and arrest Jasmine for the murder of Anthony Truman. In front of Patrick, in front of everybody on the square, everybody now knows what has happened. Zoe is released from prison and discovers this whole thing about Kat and like shipping her in, and the fact that apparently there is a video on the phone for self-defense because the phone has gone missing. So Zoe's now on a mission, which she will now be.
And
Presumably for the next 2 weeks, just occasionally she'll stroll into a scene going, I need to find the phone, and then she'll stroll out again, because that's Zoe for the day. You know?
well, do you know what though, as well, right? We're using technology in this storyline. So
Yes.
you're
Is
telling
it in a
me that
cloud
Jasmine,
somewhere? Yeah.
this Gen Zer, right, has not got
All right,
everything
boomer.
stored on a cloud. But has she not got, like you say, she not got it stored on a
I
cloud?
mean,
Has she not
you'd think it
got
would be
the app
somewhere,
Find
wouldn't
My
you?
Phone?
Yeah.
Like, her phone's still turned on. Surely she's got an app or somebody, or she's got a tablet that's linked to it
You'd
somehow.
think.
Like,
You'd
don't we
think.
all?
Yeah, you'd
Don't we
think.
all?
Well, apparently not. Not Jasmine. Did you
It's
work
like
out who'd.
CCTV's not a thing, isn't it?
Exactly. Did you work out who'd got the phone? I'm guessing you did. You normally work out this sort of thing quite quickly.
Actually, no, I'd not. I'd
Oh,
not. I weren't
bloody
sure.
hell. You are
No.
slacking. You must have been knackered this week.
No, I didn't figure it. I did not figure it out at all who'd got it. No, only
I thought Oscar had
callbacks.
nicked it. I did. I was sort of like, I'm assuming that what I thought was going to happen was Oscar was going to see the video and then he was going to ship Jasmine into the police and that was going to be
Yeah.
that, but that's not how it played out.
No.
Max has it.
Yes, he did.
Again, I thought he was just going to delete the video there and then. Didn't do that.
No.
Cindy then steals the video because Cindy has got this vendetta against Jasmine. Only two people have ever really said that Jasmine is evil: Jean and Cindy.
And Chrissy.
Oh, Chrissy as well. Yeah, that's true.
This is
But
what I'm confused by with all this, right? So we've got Chrissy who said she's got this dark side, Jean who reckons she can see darkness in her, her own adopted mum who said it about her.
Yeah.
In fairness, right, the Cindy thing, Jasmine has lied, but she didn't push her down the stairs
No, that was
maliciously.
accidental, to be
It
fair.
was actually accidental. Should she have admitted to it? Yeah. Can you understand why she didn't? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Can kind of see why Cindy's got to be in a bonnet about it, but even still, like, it's like Cindy's misremembering it and remembering it as being really intentional.
Yeah,
She
like
wanted her dead or something.
Cindy's got PTSD when she even looks at steps these days. Like she's 100%. All she needs to hear is 5, 6, 7, 8 on the radio, and she's in the corner cowering.
She's fine every time she sees Kathy, though, in Calf, who, tried
Oh
to hit
yeah,
her over head and actually kill her.
selective. She's very
Fine.
selective with it all, you know.
So you've got that. And then you've got the Anthony stuff where it was genuinely self-defense. So I'm still to see this darkness and evilness that everyone's talking about with her. I feel like she's like in the wrong place at the wrong time or like a bit impulsive maybe. But other than that, I don't see this darkness that everyone's going on about.
Yeah. So are you more on Kat's side with this, where you're sort of like, let's try and help her then, or?
A little bit. And you can, I actually was quite surprised that Kat shopped her in. Even though I get that
I
it's
wasn't
to free
surprised by that.
Zoe,
Yeah, I feel like that was always going to happen. Yeah.
I just would have thought that maybe she'd have been like, let's make sure like the evidence is there first. But then again, I guess that she were a flight risk, weren't she? So she thought, now nah, I need to act now if I'm going to get Zoe out. But yeah, I'm not. I don't know. I just don't see this darkness yet that everyone's on about. But then again, everyone said that Anthony's always had it, and we didn't see that until like a couple months ago when he
I
were here.
mean,
So.
the darkest week that she's really had was the fact was when she did that whole when she was like a proper bitch for a week. Do you remember like a few weeks ago when she was like trying to steal Oscar away and was like going, I win and all this kind of
Oh
thing? Like
yeah, that's true.
that's the side that I think we were expecting. But like, yeah, the main events as to why she's apparently this really dark person have all sort of been self-defense, wrong place, wrong time, like maybe the way that she's dealt with it. But in terms of like soap characters that are the most evil things you've ever seen, she doesn't exactly fall into that category, does she? Like,
No.
yeah, she's kept secrets, but
Yeah,
then.
sure, she tried to set her mum on fire,
Oh, yeah, there is that
but
as well. But then
like,
arguably you could say that Chrissy got into her head with that. Do you know what I mean? Like there's a sort of
but then Chris is arguing it the other way, which don't make sense to me either. But it
No.
felt like we were supposed to believe Chrissy when she said it.
Yeah.
Or were we, or are we not supposed to believe Chrissy when she said it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there more to
It's it's
say?
it's an odd thing, isn't it? It's
Ah,
very
well,
odd. Go on.
like you mentioned earlier, because when Cindy then does go and take the phone and she gets the phone call, are we going to find all this out from her brother, maybe?
Possibly. One little thing about the phone. Max was trying to get on the phone. He'd overheard he'd heard that it was Oscar's birthday, which was the password. He got the birthday wrong. Now then, Oscar's birthday is the 11th of the 12th. Where have we seen that date before, Rihanna?
Was it the clock?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the clock on New Year's Day was
Yeah.
11/12.
Now,
Ooh, Rob,
what's
you
that
say I
about?
don't miss anything.
There you go, you see.
Snail.
There ain't no flies
Snail.
on this game, man, I tell you.
Yeah.
Thank you. What does that mean then?
I don't know.
Because that,
I don't know what it
no,
means,
I
but
don't know what
well
it means. I don't know
spotted.
what it's for, but
No idea.
I mean, it's got to be for a reason, right?
Yeah, I think you're onto something because as you said, you called that immediately. 11/12 is going to stand for something. Is it Oscar who's going to get killed then? Are we
I
supposed to
mean,
think
that's the only
that?
thing that I, but I mean, that it better not be that because that's
No,
the only thing
surely
I can.
not.
But at the same time, as we looked at, there isn't an episode of EastEnders on the 11th of December because it's a Friday.
Yes, because
So,
you looked, didn't you?
yeah, so it's not like if they can say, oh, something big will happen on the 11th, but maybe, something big will happen on Oscar's birthday, I think is maybe the vibe that we're going for.
Rather than
Unless
the
they,
exact date,
yeah, or rather, like you say, worst case scenario is that Oscar will die New Year's Day, and that is the clue that it's going to happen. But I feel like I would hate
Interesting.
that if that happened because I don't want
I
Oscar
don't
to
know
die
what
because I
else it
love
could.
Oscar.
Yeah, same. That'd be such a shame to introduce him and then kill him off.
This
It
brilliant
can't have a
character,
third. It
yeah.
can't have a third kid be
No, that
killed
would be
anyway.
insane. No soap character has gone through that sort of madness. But
Nah.
no, that would be insane, apart from
Yeah, no.
Carmella.
Sin. No, Cindy's had two. Well,
Yeah, Cindy's had
no
two.
soap
Max,
character
how many
ever.
kids? So, yeah, Carmel's had two. Cindy's had two. Max has had two. Patrick's now had
Patrick's
two.
had two.
They're all part of a club. I love that little scene between Cindy and Patrick in the vic. I thought that was lovely. Yeah, that
Yeah,
was
I didn't
nice.
mind that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was
Cindy can see
nice.
she can be all right, Cindy,
Can be
can't she?
nice. And then there was another little scene between Cindy and Chrissy. That worked out quite nicely as well.
Yes,
I like
they could have been a good duo. Imagine if
that.
they'd have met up sooner and she'd
Yeah.
been like, I hate Jasmine. Oh, so do I. What trouble can
Well,
we cause
that would have
together?
been yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Cindy goes and nicks the phone off Max because she's got her own vendetta going on and she wants Jasmine to just rot away in prison somewhere. Just as she's about to destroy the phone with her high heel, because how else would
Love
Cindy ever
it.
do it? A phone call comes through and it is Jasmine's brother. How do we know that? Because he says, "Hi, it's your brother."
It is me, your brother,
Your brother, all
Josh.
right, brother, got it. Mind you, to be fair, there wasn't. It didn't come up on the phone. It was like an unknown number on the phone, wasn't it? So
Which I
we don't know
wondered,
how
are we
close they
to
are.
read? Well, that's what I mean. Are we to read into that that she's not even got his phone number? That
Maybe.
they'd had some kind of falling out, maybe, or maybe it's as
Yeah.
simple as he'd got a new phone and she's just not saved his number. I don't know.
Maybe. So this is, according to the credits, Josh Goodwin, and he's to be played by Joshua Vaughan. Now, this was rumored a while back. Something got leaked, I think, in the press a little while ago. He is going to be presumably quite a big character moving forwards, and Zoe, at the very least, will have her son on the square.
Yes, finally. So that's one less
Finally.
thing for her to look for soon.
Now then, I think
Oh.
with New Year's Day's events, we can maybe start putting some pieces together here. I think we can predict that Josh is going to certainly be at the very least bisexual because I can't
Yeah.
see Oscar and Jasmine getting back together again after what's been going on here.
Oh, I don't
Or
know. I could see them getting back together again.
I think that we are definitely heading towards a triangle with
Yeah.
Oscar and the two siblings,
And the
100%.
twins.
Yeah. 100%. Because
Sure.
basically, by January, Patrick considers Oscar to be a Truman. And I don't think there's any universe in which Jasmine will be forgiven fully by Patrick. Even if the
True.
self-defense thing is revealed, I feel like he'd still struggle.
I don't know, give it time. I could see that
You
he would
reckon?
have, if he thought, actually, I can't, if suddenly his view of Anthony has managed to be turned with the help of maybe Landy, because look at this video though, Patrick. I think you actually need to look at it.
How
He was
hilarious that this
gonna
video actually might
kill his
solve
own
everything to
daughter.
Jasmine. So
Yeah,
crazy.
the irony.
The irony of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, I could
maybe.
see him. I actually could see Patrick forgiving her down the line for it if, like I say, once he's had a bit of time and goes, yeah, it was self-defense, you're right. Like, I can't really argue with it.
But Oscar and the two twins, I think that's definitely
Yeah.
happening. Yeah, you just get that vibe. Like, they've deliberately left that open-ended with who is he talking about? Why is
Yeah.
Oscar like
With
a Truman
Truman.
in his mind? Like, yeah, it's there's going to be triangly stuff there happening for sure, which is so son of Max Browning. It's not even funny, is it?
Yeah, it is. I love it though. I'm
Yeah.
here for it all. Yeah.
Oscar can do no wrong in my eyes. Like, I
No.
adore him. I think he's brilliant. So yeah, bring whatever Oscar drama you want my way. I will take it quite happily. So yeah, at the minute, Jasmine is sort of being held in custody. Nobody believes her. How does she get out of this? Because presumably this phone is her only form of self-defense. Like, and Cindy is now the one with the phone. I don't see any reason why Cindy would suddenly produce this video for her. So.
Well, I think Max is the one who might get hold of it again because Max did seem like he didn't delete it, and I think Max was a bit like, oh, it was actually self-defense looking at that video. He's got Zoe who's saying, I need to prove it. I need to find that phone,
Oh,
Max. You
Zoe,
know,
honest to
I
God. She's now
know.
just gonna. This is gonna be it until the phone turns up. Zoe will just stroll into a scene, even in the
Yeah.
background. Anyone found this? I can't believe, like, she went out into the square and was like constantly like looking at people and harassing people. Like, you must have took it. You must have took it.
Yeah,
Like, in the
going up to
Albert.
people in Albert, like, where's the phone? Where's the phone? Like, who's this? What
So
are you under
insane.
power of?
She's so insane at the moment. It's
I know.
ridiculous.
Sure.
So how does, yeah, I mean, how Cindy, like, Max knows that Cindy's got it, but she's told Max that she's destroyed it. So now
Yeah,
it's
but
Cindy.
he might come across it yet.
Well,
Find it on
Cindy
a.
now knows that this brother is back in the picture. So that does change things slightly, do you reckon, for Cindy? Although, does it? Why would
Yeah,
that
I
change anything
don't
for
know.
Cindy? Why would that
I don't
change?
know. I were wondering why is it that it was Cindy who had to answer it. Maybe she does talk to him and I don't know. I don't know what she would do with that information about the brother.
She's
But
gonna
then, like
tell
she
him.
said, if she's saying that she's destroyed it, all it takes is somebody to try and ring the phone again. Like Zoe could literally just say to Max, I've been trying to ring it again and it's ringing, so somebody's got it. In
Yeah.
which case, Max will be like, well, Cindy's not destroyed it if it's ringing. Find it.
True, true.
I were
Fair.
even thinking, will she hide it in like the safe at the Albert and Elaine will find it and or something like that? I don't
Why is anybody incapable of destroying anything in Albert Square?
know.
Anything incriminating? Like, I won't destroy it. I'll just keep it in a safe place, and then it will never see the light of day
She
ever
was
again.
about to be fair, Rob, and then a phone call came through.
But then she told Max that she'd thrown it down a storm drain, and then went to destroy the phone anyway. So why didn't you just throw it down a storm drain?
I don't know, to be fair. Why? I
Hadn't got
don't
round to
know.
it yet. Hadn't got round to it yet. She was
Yeah.
too busy skiving at the Albert. Yeah.
Maybe.
Hey, but
But
I'm.
I do think it'll be Max who'll have a change of heart and go,
Yeah.
you know what, I might think many things about her, but I can't see somebody go down for something when it was genuinely self-defense. And
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
he'll end up being the one to re-find the phone and prove it.
I'm excited to meet the brother, I have to say. Like,
Yes.
that's we fine. I mean, I think it will help unfurl Jasmine a little bit and just try and make us understand her a bit better.
Yeah.
Because at
Do
the
you re
minute she's a bit of a mishmash character of motives and stuff I don't quite get yet.
Well, this is why I'm starting to wonder, like, maybe she's done something bad to her brother. I don't know. Is that why everyone's saying she's got this darkness, like her own adopted mum?
But he seems
Is
to want to
that
get in
because
touch with her.
for some reason, it could be anything that it might be something to do with her adopted family. I don't know. She was going to confess something to Oscar about it not too long ago, weren't she? I
Yeah,
don't know if
yes.
confess is the word, but she was going to
Yeah.
say something about
Yeah,
it.
yeah, yeah.
So maybe then we'll see this darkness to her. Because I'm still yet to see it, to be honest. That's what I can't quite get my head around, this darkness that everyone's going on about.
Yeah, she's a bit of a bitch and she's a bit
Yeah.
messy, but I wouldn't
And yeah,
necessarily
she
call
tried
her
to stalk
evil
her mum
yet.
and all of that stuff, but she had her
Yeah. She did have
reasons.
her reasons, and like I say, I
Yeah.
feel like I'm not saying anything that she did was right, and I feel like if we
Yeah, yeah,
knew
yeah.
her in real life, we probably would say, yeah, she's evil.
Oh, yeah.
But in
We
terms of
would, yeah.
being, we would, but
On
in terms of being a,
EastEnders.
yeah, but in terms
Yeah.
of being a viewer, we're sort of like, there is ways you can sort of reason her behavior
Yeah,
out of, and it doesn't necessarily make her evil. So
yes,
yeah,
I
I don't know.
agree.
We'll have to wait and see. Gold star this week, Ree.
Even though she wasn't in it that much, I'm going to give it Cindy because I just
Oh,
love
I
Cindy.
yeah, I was going to give it to Cindy as well.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
Yeah, I
there we
loved
go.
Cindy this week. I thought she
Yeah,
was
I thought she
brilliant.
was great.
Yeah, two gold stars for Cindy this week. Absolutely right. And let's find out what you guys thought of this week's EastEnders.
We've got a comment here from Emma Ray who says, "I'm not sure if I'm misremembering, but I don't think the video that Jasmine made shows her in a very good light. Not sure why she thinks it'll show self-defense."
I just, what do you think? I mean, I just think it's so funny that we were convinced that it was such a crazy video to make in the first place, filming yourself killing somebody and then showing yourself in the frame that you did it and then going back to the body again. And now it turns out that's going to be the thing that actually helps her. It's hilarious
I
to me.
mean, I guess it depends on the context then, because if you're not admitting to it, it's incriminating. But once you're admitting to it, actually, it's self-defense.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I suppose it is. It's quite clearly was self-defense, so I guess that video does show it.
Well, you could argue, I mean, the prosecution and the defense could argue both cases, I think, from that video.
Yeah,
But
I don't think it gets her off scot-free.
if you, well, then arguably, if you're the defense in this situation, you could say she's seen this woman on, she just watched him attack Zoe,
Her
is what we're led
mother.
to believe on the
Yeah,
stairs.
yeah.
And then he turns around and goes for her. What does she expect he's going to do when, and she thought he were about to kill Zoe as well,
Yeah,
which is
yeah.
mad, by the way. We're not even
Madness.
discussing that Anthony would
Madness.
do that,
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah, yeah,
whatever. So from Jasmine's perspective, that's why she acted the way that she did. Did she mean to do it? No, she just happened to reach for the salt lamp, the biggest, bluntest object that just happened to be in her
Not a salt
vicinity.
lamp. That'll do.
What you mean
Yeah.
that? Mind you, what were Linda last year with the not the
A
year
meat
before with the
thermometer.
knife?
Meat
Yeah, meet
thermometer.
the bobby. There we
Yeah.
go.
If soap taught us anything, it's that anything can be a murder weapon if you put your mind to it.
You grab what's close by and
You
you
do
don't care what
indeed.
it is.
Exactly.
We've got another comment here from Stephen Brody who says, "The biggest reason I think the bride isn't Linda is just because it's too early in the year. We must be due many more story twists first." Having said that, it's that kind of thinking that made me believe Jasmine couldn't possibly be Zoe's, having been introduced so soon after her return, and Anthony couldn't possibly be the father.
I mean, we're not going to be fooled by the same narrative twist three times in a row, are we? Surely.
I mean, it does prove in this era that I think we've overthought things and it's usually the most obvious answer,
Yeah, it
right?
could. I mean, I don't know though, because this is. Maybe I'm giving it too much credit, but this is a year in advance. Like they've got a whole. It's just because it's Max. I
True.
do. There's potential for them to throw anything into this yet. We're only
Yeah.
in February. We've still got another 11 months to go. For God's sake, do you know
The
what I
fact
mean?
that they
So.
showed both Chelsea and Denise as being people who could be in
Yeah.
there as well, we've not even touched on how
Yeah.
they could be involved. So,
Exactly. So there's a
yeah.
low to come, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not going to be Linda purely because I don't think it makes character sense. I refuse to admit that
I
Linda
actually
would.
think it's going to be. I
I
think it's going to be.
refuse. I refuse to accept it. No, I can't accept it, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. Amy Louise Whitewolf has said, "Been thinking about some seriously underutilized, long-serving characters who haven't actually had a proper storyline of their own in ages, and I don't mean just propping up somebody else's drama. Billy Mitchell. Poor Billy always seems to exist in orbit around Phil or Honey. He's either backing Phil in some chaos or being Honey's emotional sidekick, but where's Billy's moment? Perry Fenwick is such a fab actor. I would love to see him given something big and heartwarming for once. Imagine this, Billy randomly sticks a lottery on one week. No big fanfare, and all his numbers come in. Not millions and millions, just enough to change his world. He buys a decent home for his family, treats Honey and the kids, maybe finally feels like he's not the Mitchell underdog for once. No scams, no dodgy dealings, just a genuine win for a man who's grafted his whole life. Let Billy have a win. Let him stand centre square. Who else do you think deserves their own proper spotlight storyline?" I mean, I'd say that that storyline is far too happy for EastEnders for a start. Winning in EastEnders, don't be ridiculous. And if you do
Isn't
win,
that
you blow it
that's what
all.
happened with Alfie though,
Cat and
many a
Alfie,
moon
yeah.
ago,
Yeah, with
eh?
many moons ago, and they soon blew all that money, didn't they? But yeah, I mean, who do you think deserves their own long-term story who hasn't been in the spotlight for a while, Ree?
Well, to be fair, I do think that Amy's got a point with Billy, but I do think that he is probably going to get something with the Honey and Bee stuff that's
Yeah,
coming
so do
up.
I. Yeah,
And
yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily to do with him being in the orbit of something happening to Honey. I think he is going to be quite involved in it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think because, like,
Everyone's kind of got stuff to do at the minute, haven't they? Like Chelsea, obviously, but.
Yeah, Chelsea. I were actually thinking Kim, but she did have all the stuff recently with Howie, but she's still not. I feel like I had anything too major since she had that car crash, like of her own,
Yeah,
really,
that
that
was
she's dealt
Kim's
with.
recent biggest storyline, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So Kim, maybe Chelsea. I mean, I feel like Chelsea's going to have a slightly bigger year this year because she's mixed in as a potential suspect for marrying Max. So maybe there's some
Yes.
Chelsea stuff to come. And she's presumably got some stuff kicking off with Nicola as well. So that's still to come
Yeah.
as well. I would have said Johnny and Callum, but that seems something
Yeah.
that seems to be kicking off with them this week as well. So
Yeah, true.
the Galatis again, I would have said Nuggets a while ago, but Nuggets seem to have some stuff kicking
Yep.
off of Varney again. So I
Yeah.
feel like at the minute everyone's kind of got stuff at least percolating in the background, haven't they?
Do you know what? Who might be nice actually would be
Yeah.
Priya if it wasn't to do with her kids or Ravi. And we actually see a bit, we've mentioned this before, seeing her background a bit more. And it'd
Yeah.
actually be her at the forefront rather than her, in inverted commas, supporting role of being like the mother to the kids who've got the drama and the partner of Ravi who's got the drama. Maybe she could have her own thing with her family. Like they mentioned a sibling, didn't
The
they, not long
siblings,
ago? I
like
wouldn't
bring them
mind
in, yeah.
seeing Priya and we were saying about getting some new characters in there and a new
Yeah,
family. Yeah, it'd be kind of on, tied into Priya and the Galati Panesars, but
yeah,
maybe
maybe.
Priya would be a good one.
Harvey as well has had a very quiet few months as well.
Yeah, after having his affair with Kathy, everything's just settled with them two, isn't it? Because I
Yeah,
was thinking
so
Kathy actually,
yeah, Kathy and
but she
Harvey
has
need to
been
have some
involved in
drama.
stuff, Kathy, to
Yeah,
be fair,
yeah.
recently.
But Billy's not a bad shout, but I feel like Billy is maybe going to come
I
into
would
the
have
spotlight
been,
a little bit more.
and to be honest, I would have been saying Honey because I was
Yeah,
saying to you the other
same.
week, I've really enjoyed Honey being, because Honey is somebody who's definitely not had anything for
Yeah,
ages. She's
for
very much
ages.
been
Yeah.
like a community character
Yeah,
and
yeah.
a supporting role. So I'm glad that it looks like Honey's getting something. So I guess we agree with Amy, like Honey and Billy, really,
Yeah.
because yeah, they've not really had much, have they?
And yet, watch this space. We shall see. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram, E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20afterdark.
That's it this week, ladies and gents. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back same time next week. Stuff to be keeping an eye on next week would be apparently Penny. And
Ooh.
as we know, we're worried about Penny, New Year's Day. Might we get some clues as to what might be occurring next
Ooh.
week? We'll have to wait and see. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you then. Goodbye.
Bye.